Blessings. So welcome everyone. It's a tight schedule today. We have a lot of prayers to say for the long life of His Holiness. So I'll just quickly just run through what will be happening. But first off, I'd just like to just point out there's the throne with the Dalai Lama, and over that side is his birthday cake that was a beautiful cake that was created by Marie Penn. So thank you, Marie, for that. That's fantastic. No candles because we've already had issues around candles and compass, so we won't go down that one. So we're going to start off with that Lama Zopa has made a special request that this year all FPM's tea centres around the world make special prayers for as an offering to His Holiness's long life. So that for this reason the program's different this year. During the recitation of the long life prayer for His Holiness, everyone can get up and offer a kata to the throne. The katas, the offering scarves, are back down there at the front of the at the back of the kompa. And then during the long life prayer, tea and sweet rice will be served out to everyone present. And please don't pick at the rice or drink the tea until it's offered. Venerable Gatso is going to be our umze, which is the chant leader for today. And you've got on your tables a little running sheet where all the prayers, what pages they're on. And so you can follow, because Gatso's not going to say, now turn the page this or page that. You're just going to have to follow the sheet to see where we are. Then Geshe-la will give a short talk on the kindness of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And just to mention that it was 8 years ago, 7 years ago, the Dalai Lama came here to this centre, to the Great Stupa, and His Holiness stood right there and gave a blessing to our Gompa. So we're very fortunate to actually have His Holiness present in this building. After the offerings of to His Holiness, at any time people can make offerings to this Venerable Sangha that are here with katas or other offerings. So just follow the sheet, and after we're finished in here, we'll be going outside to bless the animal, do an animal blessing, and also at one point during that, we're also going to raise some new flags. We have flagpoles at the front with the Tibet flag, the Australian flag, and the Koori flag. So we're going to be raising new flags today as well. And it was also mentioned to me by a long-standing member that we also remember in our prayers and our dedications to the safe rescue of the boys in the cave in Thailand. I think that's very important. Okay, thanks very much, and I'll hand it over now to Gatso.
As Brian mentioned, Lama Zopa Rinpoche has put together this practice, which is really based upon praises to the 16 Arhants. And Rinpoche has requested all of the FPM tea centres around the world to do a similar practice at this time. Because Rinpoche has said that His Holiness the Dalai Lama is the brightest light in the world today. And to do this practice to increase his longevity, his remaining with us, is critical, because without His Holiness, the darkness that is spreading through the world due to the increase in the power of anger, attachment, wrong views, pride, greed, and so on, is going to overwhelm human society in this period of degenerate times. So it's critical that we unify our minds, our aspirations, with all of the other students of the Dalai Lama around the world, and collectively we will create the cause for obstacles to His Holiness remaining and teaching to be removed. We should have no doubt that on the power of this practice. It is extremely important and powerful. And later, after the practice, as we do the praises to each of the 16 Arhats, then you're welcome to go up to the monastery and see the representations of the 16 Arhats that we have there. In your heart, just have this pure wish for all beings, for the world, to abide in the light of wisdom and compassion that radiates primarily in the world today from the heart of His Holiness, but also there are many other practitioners, many bodhisattvas, unsung heroes who may appear as ordinary beings, but actually are also contributing to the ongoing chance of some degree of peace and wisdom and happiness to abide in our hearts. Okay, so we begin with the first prayer. We'll recite in English and then once in Tibetan. The Guru is Buddha, the Guru is Dharma, the Guru is also Sangha. The Guru is the creator of all happiness, and all the Gurus I take refuge. The Guru is Buddha, the Guru is Dharma, the Guru is also Sangha. The Guru is the creator of all happiness, and all the Gurus I take refuge. Lama Sangye Lama Je. Desiring to liberate transmigrated beings, I always take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until the heart of enlightenment is achieved. Perseverance, acting with wisdom and loving kindness, in front of the Buddhas, then of descending beings, I generate the thought of full enlightenment. For the thought of desiring to liberate transmigrated beings, I always take refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until the heart of enlightenment is achieved. With perseverance, acting with wisdom, compassion, and loving kindness, in front of the Buddhas, I cherish the thought of full enlightenment. With the thought desiring to liberate transmigrated beings, I always take refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha until the heart of enlightenment is achieved. With perseverance, acting with wisdom, compassion, and loving kindness, in front of the Buddhas, in front of descending beings, I cherish the thought of full enlightenment. Everywhere, may the ground be pure, free of pebbles and so forth, as level as the palm of the hand, and nature sapphire and soft. Now, during the next prayer, we invite the Buddha and all the other Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to come to the space in front of us. So imagine that you're holding a stick of incense and you are requesting all of the holy beings to come to this place. May divine and human offerings, both actually arranged and mentally emanated, become clouds of the finest manpower offerings, filling the entire realm of space. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Blind ones, blessings to all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, great wealth, completed two types of merits, and the pure and inconceivable sphere of phenomena. May these thousands and thousands of offerings arising through transformation by the Bodhisattvas, Haris and Anavadra, Yajushi and so forth, unimaginable and inexhaustible, peaking in the sky, arise and be present in the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas for the 10 directions that you receive. I prostrate reverently with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, both actually arranged. I confess all my negative actions and downfalls collected from beginning to time. I rejoice in the virtues of ordinary beings and Aryas. Shall we pause to rejoice in all of the positive actions done by yourself, by other sentient beings, including the Bodhisattvas and all the Buddhas. Then we request the assembly of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and Gurus who have been invited to join us here in this place to always remain until the end of samsara, and to turn the wheel of Dharma to transmigration beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence, and to turn the wheel of Dharma to transmigration beings. I dedicate my own and others' virtues to the great enlightenment. In the mandala offering of all the precious beings in the universe to the assembly of Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and particularly His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Poi du suan cho chu gao wa tang che chi tu tu peng o wo ta dang do wa yuan ki kap ne chi pu sam lin chi di de pen chen po yon so ten pe nga dan jet sun jang pao na wang lo zang Yeshi Tenzin Gyatso Sisu Wangju Sungpa Mepe De Pal Zampo Kuse Shape Site Padu Tempe Chedu Jingam Wanjo Om Medabu Me Abu Mwate Sengi Saji Om Medabu Me Abu Shikai Griko Yugi Kowe Su Sri Yoko Gita Jadu Pako Lord,
我总做把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上我们把唱下去的我把马上 Amen. Good morning. It's lovely to see everyone. First, I'd just like to thank all those who made today possible, who arranged and made everything happen. So, Ruby and Andy and all others who brought today together. So, I want to say thank you to all of you. We are all really unimaginably fortunate that we have the opportunity to actually be able to celebrate the birthday or the continued life of His Holiness. The reason we come together to celebrate His Holiness's birthday isn't in recognition of someone's name or title, but rather because of who he is and how he has lived his life, and all that he does in terms of promoting world peace, promoting harmony in the world, and promoting spreading the techniques for developing love and compassion, and being an example of developed love and compassion.
And
just like in our everyday life, if we have a friend or a work colleague, or if we're fortunate, an employer who's kind-hearted and gentle, whenever we see them, a happy mind arises, and we are pleased to interact with them. And His Holiness is, of course, the supreme example of someone with the most developed inner qualities. And so, therefore, we should recall those qualities to mind and generate great joy and appreciation for having this opportunity to have met him and come met him and have faith and interest in his teachings. Firstly, then, for all of us, we should take a moment to recall His Holiness's qualities and the inspiration that He has brought into our own individual lives, as well as into society in general, and to countless beings throughout the world. And the purpose of doing this isn't just to generate joy within oneself, but to generate a strong and stable commitment to develop those same qualities that He has developed, to develop those ourselves, and to develop love like He has, to develop compassion and wisdom like He has. So that really is the purpose for us coming together today, recalling the qualities of His Holiness, is so that we can fulfill His heartfelt wish of us developing those same qualities within ourselves and us having a similar impact on others as He does. His Holiness himself said a couple of years ago to an audience that when celebrating my birthday, I'm not interested in receiving gifts and praises and offerings. What I want more than anything is for you to develop the good heart, for you to live in harmony with others, to develop close and gentle relations with others, to develop the mind of love, minds of compassion and wisdom within yourself, and live a life of benefit and harmony with others. That, more than anything, is my heartfelt wish. In a few moments, then, we're going to continue with the prayers for His Holiness. Gyatso is going to lead these prayers. And so when we engage in these prayers, it's important not just to merely recite, but to have our mind engaged with the meaning of the prayers, and in particular, to generate and sustain a heartfelt wish that all the suffering in the world be eliminated. All the suffering, whether it's the outer observable suffering, but also the inner suffering, the mental suffering that is being experienced by all beings, may that be extinguished immediately. So this is, it's important to generate such a motivation, and accompanying this, that enlightened beings such as His Holiness continue to remain in this world, continue to teach, and continue to guide.
Thank you.